You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. The host is Angela Austin.
Thank you for joining us for the Promise and Praxis of Racial Healing panel at James Madison College.
I said, you got to pay for that top coat. The only way you're going to pay for it, you got to tell me something that you never shared with anyone else. I pushed my father, Professor Biggs, I pushed him for about 45 minutes, Trey, before he would tell me what he told me. He said, okay, all right, I'll tell you something. He said, when I was 14 years of age, I saw my best friend hung from a tree in Jones County, Georgia, Haddock Station. I was in the woods watching a group of about 35 white men strung him up and hung him. I looked. I said, wait there, come on. And he very quietly repeated it. I said, what did he do? Who did he murder? Who did he kill? My dad said he didn't hurt anybody. He said every now and then whites would lynch a black to keep them in line and show others that they remind them they were black. So after the lynching, my dad said a white minister, this is in the book too, you gotta buy this book, you never put it down. White minister prayed for them. He prayed for those that did the lynching, not the person who was lynched. And so then my dad and another young friend got permission from the local store owner to cut the body down, but they had to take it down to the ice house. My dad worked at the ice house for 75 cents a day. And they had one side whites got the ice, other side blacks got the axe. They had to take the body down to the black side of the ice house and leave it there for a day and a half. So what meant blacks got no ice for a day and a half. So I was very upset with my father. I sat there. Remember now, I think I'm a big time dean at Michigan State, teaching education 200, James Madison College. I thought I knew something. When my father told me that, I just went down. I said, Dad, why did you wait until I'm 45 years of age to tell me that story? He looked at me and he said, son, I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to grow up hating white people. He said, I don't want you to grow up hating white people. He said, I wanted you to devote your time to education and to looking for a better way to improve the world. So I thought about my dad's fear. I thought about Martin Luther King Jr. And I thought about racial healing. Racial healing can occur. I have to take, and I know it's a hard struggle, and some on the panel may disagree with me, the fact that racial healing, greater racial healing, would not occur in America. We may never be on par looking at all the indices of health, education, welfare, housing, etc. It may take time. I won't live to see that kind of evenness in America. But I think it can occur. America does not have to be, and I'm taking a chance now, I don't know who you all support out there, America does not have to be the America of Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? It does not. I saw Obama on TV tonight, and I was so impressed. Energetic, strong, probably made some mistakes, but he never worked to divide America. I think, and I disagree with some of our colleagues who say Donald Trump is not very smart. I think he's a very smart man, working hard to divide America. King worked to bring America together. Derrick Bell, brilliant professor at Harvard of Law, worked to bring America together. He worked to open up Harvard's law school, and he was rebuffed, and he became angry. He became discouraged, but he still wrote a great book, Race Matters. I read that book, I read it so many times I could recite it. But finally, differences in race relations. So I think that things can improve. And I say to my young African American colleagues and students, and I say to my young white students and colleagues, come together, and Hispanics, women, men, come together, work in a unified way to make America the country that it can become. Are things different? Yes. I'll tell you why they're different. When black soldiers returned from World War II, and they were afraid to work. My dad was afraid. My dad lived in a foxhole, My dad lived in a foxhole in France for 14 months fighting for the United States of America. He came back to Jones County, Georgia, and he hid his uniform. Because if a black soldier wore his uniform at that time, they were lynched. They were lynched. Can you imagine? That still blows my wife's mind. Nothing blows my mind. After working at San Quentin and driving a taxi cab in Yellow, San Francisco, nothing blows. I can tell a lot. I can tell you, we're on time tonight. So it doesn't blow my mind. That still shakes my wife up. So things are different. At least we have the law that we can use to fight discrimination. One of the great things about Madison College is training of students to be ready for law school and to fight various forms of discrimination. Make one other comment. I'll say to my young African-American students, don't give up on whites, all whites. Man, I got a couple at the gym I'm gonna give up on. I'll tell you about one, our ex-editor. Tell you why. Lately, I have lectured at Texas A&M, Wellesley is one of the wealthiest colleges in the country up in Boston.
We'll be back with more of the Promise and Praxis of Racial Healing panel at James Madison College.
You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. You even thought to ask, who's bad?